Inshallah, we will commence this morning session with a nizam from Hafiz Muhammad Patel Sahib, Taun Barakatuh, who is the son of the illustrious Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who is also a Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Taun Barakatuh, Hafiz Muhammad Patel Sahib.
This is an ashar, this is a kalam of Hazrat Shaheen Iqbal Sahib, Taun Barakatuh, who is the Khalifa of my beloved Shaykh Arif Billah, Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dam al-Barakatuh. It is also a dua. Koi mujhe se poochhe, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se, khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhe se poochhe, main kya mangta hoon. Main apne khuda se, khuda mangta hoon. ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھے سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھے سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت نہیں کچھ میں اس کے سوا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اثر مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں ہے اثر مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں ہے, میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں, کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں.
Jazakumullah. The crux of what has been recited is that if a person is to ask me, what do I desire, what do I want, and a person says, the poet says, that I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world generally, people ask Allah ta'ala for many, many worldly things. There are some people who are pious, they ask Allah ta'ala for heat of the akhirat, for the year after. But the greatest thing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, to have a connection and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be also our du'as. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant us His closeness, His muhabbat, His love, His proximity. This should be the object and the aim of our life. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Inshallah, next will be a bayan by Hazrat Mawlana Naeem Muhtara Sahab, Tamu Barakatuhum, who is the son-in-law of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, and he is also a khalifa for our Dara Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Tamu Barakatuhum.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا, صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved أستاد, أساتذة الكرام, مشايخ, علماء, friends, elders, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have gathered here today. And we have gathered here from the past few days. No person has come here on his own accord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tawfiq. Allah has given us the strength. Allah has made it possible for us to gather here. And we have gathered here not to listen to any music or some entertainment or just some talks, but we have come here to seek of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just heard now, koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu. So we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah who is our beloved. To take the name Allah, it is only from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we have to make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you gave me the tawfiq of sitting here and listening to your oneness, your greatness, your azmat, your kibriya, your love, your ishq, your muhabbat, the ishq of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhikrullah takes place, the same napak tongues of ours, the filthy tongues of ours. Allah gives us the chance and opportunity to take His Mubarak and blessed name. We've heard Hazrat Murana's talk last night, and indeed it has inspired each person Allah Ta'ala's greatness. The problem is we don't ponder, we don't reflect. Every other matter of the dunya we have time for, hours we will spend it. But when did we talk about Allah? When did we reflect about Allah? If you make introspection and see for the entire day, how much of Allah have we spoken? How much of dunya have we spoken? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The best person in speech is the one who invites towards Allah. He is proud about his Allah. He is happy that he's gotten Allah who is creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer. When we are traveling, whether it's by plane or by bus, we have people around us who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't believe in Allah. Even when we are scared to talk about Allah, ma'ad Allah, we feel embarrassed to talk about Allah. Allah has been so kind to us. the air that we breathe in, the sight that we have, the faculty of hearing, the aql that we have, the hands, the limbs. All of us woke up this morning, alhamdulillah, in a good condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever reads the dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik, fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak, fa laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, faqad adda shukra yawmihi dhalik. Whoever has recited this dua, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this morning, whatever ni'mat you have blessed me or any one of your makhluk, it is only from you, all praise due to you. You've got no partners. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no children. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah is Ahad. Allah is Samad. Allah is Ghani. Allah has given us the title of Fuqara. We are beggars. We are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single second of our life. How much shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Himself is Ash-Shakur. Ulama have mentioned great tafasir regarding Ash-Shakur. But one simple explanation that has been given, whatever feeble efforts we make, as you see, tuti puti mehnats, not even befitting to these, present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah still accepts that ibadah that we make. And Allah gives us jannat. Allah gives us jannat for the little work we do in this dunya. MashaAllah, look at this beautiful majlis. We are in One Bagh Avenue. And literally we are in a bagh. We are in a garden. There are so many Ahlullah sitting here. Mashayikh, ulama, hufaz, qurra. Allah has blessed us to be sitting in this garden today. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the efforts that have been taking place. The effort is for our own Islah. These programs that take place, Hazrat Mawlana's desire is at least this much shu'ur we must have, this much ihsas, that we require some treatment. We are all spiritually sick. We all require to cleanse and purify our hearts. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, in the hadith, we read an Anas radiallahu ta'ala, Khadimi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a Sahaba. His mother gives him as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when all the other Ansar had given gifts when Rasulullah had arrived and he settled in Madinah Munawwara. Ansar gave various gifts. Anas radiallahu anhu's mother had nothing but her son. She presents Anas to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, you accept him. And for 10 years he spent in the khidmat and the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala serves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He makes the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he gains from the nur of nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why when Rasulullah leaves this world, Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentions that we could feel ankarna qulubana. We could feel the difference in our hearts now. That nur that we were enjoying all the time, suddenly we feel that the nur is now disappearing. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, is also the Shaykh of our beloved Shaykh Arif Billah. Hazrat Mullah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakat, Mullah Ali Allah, can give him Sihati Kamila, Adila, Mustaqirra, Zaima. It is only through his barakat, of course, mashallah, many mashayikh have come and many mashayikh and every Shaykh has come and done so much of service in this country. May Allah accept all the efforts. But Hazrat has taught us, or showed us the road towards loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thought did not even cross our minds to become an ashiq of Allah. What is ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, one couplet he mentions, agar ma'iyat na ho teri, تو گھبراؤ میں گلستان. یا اللہ, اف آئی ڈونٹ ہیو یور معیت ود می, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو یور کلوزنس, یور پراکسیمیٹی, یا اللہ, یو ڈونٹ بیکم مائنڈ, دین ایون دو آئی ایم ان اے گارڈن, دین ٹو آئی ایم افریڈ, آئی ایم اسکیئرڈ, آئی ایم ریسٹلیس. اگر رہے تو ساتھ, پھر یا اللہ اف یو آر ود می, تو صحرا میں گلشن کا مزہ پاؤ. اینڈ ایون ان دا ڈیزرٹ آئی ول گیٹ دا مزہ, دا انجوائمنٹ آف بینگ ان اے گارڈن. This is the kalam of those people who had the real ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard from Hazrat Damat Barakatum, the Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's majlises should be Asr to Maghrib, great, great ulama-i kiram, Mawla Habib Rahman al-Azami Rahmatullah Ali, Mawla Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, great mashayikh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all sitting in his majlis, and Hazrat is not uttering a single word. But nobody is moving away from that majlis. Not that they couldn't move away, but something kept them spellbound. They would just want to be remaining there all the time. Now this we cannot explain to Ahl al-Dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us the haqiqat. We have read in the kitab, we have heard from our mashayikh, and we have experienced with our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, and we are sitting with him. And even though he is in a condition where he is not too well, but just looking at his face, something happens to us. A person feels like shedding those tears. Something attracts us, something pulls us to these mashayikh. Why? Because the nisbat is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us have come here to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one of us has the potential and capability of becoming a wali of Allah. May Allah make all of us His true friends. Shaitan makes it feel impossible. He makes the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seem very difficult. Our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum has said, in this zamana, all you got to do is stay away from gunas. Naska jo gulam hai, ghark hai wo gunam hai. The person who has become a slave of his ego, his passions, his nafs, then he will find himself immersed in gunas, head to toe only in guna. So we have to come out of this bondage of the nafs. The nafs we talk about all the time and we hear, it is something that we have to nurture. And there is what Allah has mentioned, three types of nafs. We are not going to go into detail. We hear from ulama, wa elders, or mashayikh. Nafsi ammara, lawama, and mutmainna. But this nafs has to be nurtured. And simple examples, Allama Busiri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, an-nafsu kat-tifl. This nafs that we have is like a little baby. And this baby is suckling. It is drinking the mother's milk. If the mother allows this child to go beyond 2 years, that's the maximum period, beyond 2 years to keep on drinking from the milk, then it will grow up 3 years, 4 years, 5 years old and still drinking the milk of his mother. But this child has to be weaned off. Exactly like that, this nafs has to be weaned off. It is being fed with sins, vice, evil. But there has to come the time, and slowly, gradually, you say la. In the dhikr you make, we say la ilaha illallah. La, we make a nafi. We are negating, removing from our hearts, ghairullah. Those pretty women that we admire the entire day, we cast lustful glances. Our wives are sitting next to us. And how many women complain that we are in the same room, but the husband is glued to his cell phone, glued to the internet, just pretending as though he's got some work to do, and he's very busy, and some container is going to come, or he has to check some prices, and the next day there's some very important meeting. Allah forgive us, Allah protect all of us. The person is glued to some porn site. Until she catches him red-handed. Initially he denies it. He tries to justify it. We are playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This path of suluk, Allah makes it easy. فَسَلُوا يَسْفِرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَ You want Jannat, Allah makes the path of Jannat easy. By staying in the company of Ahlullah, the real Ahlullah amidst us. And Allah Ta'ala makes it not only easy, Allah makes it mazyadar also. Allah makes it enjoyable. People think that those who don't have television, and don't have radios, and don't have so-called entertainment in their homes, then their lives are boring. No. Then Allah Ta'ala give us that haqiqah, we are just mentioning these things. ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ Talk about the sweetness of Iman. And that is why some poet has mentioned, إِذَا لَمْ تَرَ الْهِلَالِ If you haven't seen the hilal, فَسَلِّمْ لِأُنَاسٍ رَأَوْهُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ Then accept the testimony of those who genuinely have seen the moon with their own eyes. In other words, those who have tasted the sweetness of Iman, and at times they may allude in their ash'ar, in their kalam, not because they want to make dawah of things, but because they want us also to adopt the same path that they are following. This is the love they have for the Ummah of Rasulullah. This is the fikr they have for Ummah of Rasulullah. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with the road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to go all alone, but they want to take many, many, many others with them. So this nafs is like a child. I've given an example that we have a little child and we're traveling, we put this child in the back seat, in the baby seat, and we fasten the belt. And the parent is monitoring this child all the time from the mirror or looking back that my child is okay. This is like the nafs. All the time your nizah must be on your nafs. Whether you're a sheikh, qari, mufti, hazrat, doctor, lawyer, teacher, pupil, whoever you mean. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these ayat in Surah Yusuf. It is full with meaning. They are important sabaks for us. The Nabi like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي Why? إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَكُمْ بِالسُّوء But obviously you can't restrain that child all the time. The child is going to grow. So then you remove it from this baby seat. And it's still in the back seat, but you make sure you have the safety lock on the doors. The latches are locked, the windows are closed, and the parent keeps on looking at the back to see that this child is okay. He's not out of control, not sticking his head out of the window, not jumping up and down. And then this child grows. And now this child sits in the front of the father, in the passenger seat. Then also the father will tell the child that you must strap yourself. And as time goes by, now this child begins to drive the car. And the father is sitting in the passenger seat, but then also, father is monitoring the speedometer. Baby, don't go too fast, there are police in front, take it easy, make sure you got your seat belt. Exactly like this is our nafs. We have to make tarubiyat of the nafs, nurture the nafs. Ammara, lawwama, mutma'inna. So all the time your nigah is on his nafs. Even though this nafs is now driving, but then too your nigah must be on this nafs, that it must not drive too fast. Mashayikh has given beautiful examples. Take the nafs like a horse, and you're riding a horse. The very first time you're riding, it's a beautiful Arab horse, and the moment you jump onto this horse, because you've heard and you have read stories about horse riding, and you expect to gallop very fast, it will throw you off its back. But you could hold the reins of this horse, and initially for a period of time, somebody else has to hold this horse and walk along with you. You are unable to ride on your own. And then there comes the time when much training, after you achieve much training and much experience, and now you become more skilled, and now you begin to ride this horse a bit more faster. But still you are wary of any ditches, of any obstacles on your road. And then comes the time when you become an expert. And you may do some tricks on this horse. But still you have to be wary of this horse and the tricks of this horse, lest this horse throws you off its back. So this is an ongoing process. Our ulama say, it's a kushti, Nafs and you are having a wrestling match. Kabhi wo daba le, kabhi tu daba le. Sometimes nafs pins you on the ground, sometimes you manage to pin nafs on the ground. But never is a time when you say, now I have been successful, I won the match. It's like a boxing match. You've got your boxing gloves and your nafs is the opponent. And you do not know what the moves of the nafs is and your opponent is. So the opponent is going to give you some jabs and some crosses and some uppercuts. And you're going to stumble and you're going to fall. But after you train, and you train well, and you look at every movement of your opponent, then there comes the day when you are victorious. And you win that match. And perhaps you win the world heavyweight title also. And they may give you a belt, a gold belt. But that gold belt is nothing, that is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real success is when you have defeated nafs and shaitan, and you pass away with iman, and when Allah says that you are successful, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya also, and Allah assists you, and Allah gives you His ma'iyyati khasa, and Allah gives you the title of wilayat, and Allah makes you His friend, in the list of His friends, Allah includes you also there. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us His true friends, His true walis. This heart that we have needs oiling. Any appliance in this world, cars in this world require servicing. We have buildings. There's maintenance all the time. There are cracks in the wall. So we have to see to those repairs. Plumbing repairs, whatever repairs. Just like that, we have to always check our heart. And oil our heart with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Service our hearts. Unlock our hearts. Allahumma ftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will unlock our hearts. We will polish our hearts. Those stubborn stains on the utensils, you can't just pour some water and expect the stains to be removed. We require much scrubbing and brushing. And that is dhikrullah. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi mujaddid millat. Really he was hakeem al-ummat. And the exact teachings we have heard from our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, our mashayikh, our Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi, we hear from Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum. How does a person gain his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What should a person do to become the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Thani Ram has mentioned four things. Hazrat says that we must ponder and reflect over the immense bounties that Allah has bestowed upon us. The immense bounties Allah has bestowed each and every one of us. And compare that to our nafarmani in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our disobedience, Allah still cares for us. Allah still provides for us. Allah still shows us His mercy and compassion. Any other person in this world, any king, any ruler, any governor, if you are rude to the person, you are working for some person, you are employed, he is your boss, he gives you instructions, you've got duty, you've got a task to perform, and you are supposed to be at work at a certain time, but you are late every day, and you take extra time for break, and instead of serving the customers, you are busy doing your own thing. So he become upset with you. He will give you a few warnings and then he will chase you away. He may not even give you any salary. Allah has never chased us away from His doors. Allah Ta'ala has never chased us away from His doors. In fact, Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run to Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There's no escape, there's no refuge from Allah but to Allah. And Allah waits us to make rujoo to Him. Allah waits for us to come back to Him. So this is the first thing we should do. And the second thing Hazrat Mawlana Thani rahmatullah mentioned is that we should compel ourselves, exert some pressure upon ourselves to perform those actions which Allah Ta'ala expects from us. We are deficient in our amal. So let us check which amal we are deficient in and then force ourselves. Initially it will be difficult, but as time will go by, that amal will become very easy and Allah Ta'ala will then give us enjoyment in that amal. Allah Ta'ala will then give us enjoyment in that amal, and after getting some enjoyment in that action, you will get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because you're doing that action for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And thirdly, he says that we must fix some time for the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These majalis of dhikr is there for us to teach us to make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so that in solitude we can make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Dhikr is asharul ibadat, so easy. Person does not even have to be in the condition of taharat to make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Standing, sitting, lying down in his car, in his office, wherever he may be, all we would say, Allah, Allah, praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one Subhanallah. Just one Subhanallah, and one tree is being planted for us in Jannat. The problem is that we don't have yaqeen in these things. Babu Hafsa Abdam Barakatum, one ijtima mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lazim al istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. That whoever clings unto istighfar, Allah Ta'ala makes an opening for him from every difficulty. Allah removes him from every difficulty. Allah provides for him from unseen sources. He says that we don't read, make istighfar with that yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We must firmly believe that Allah is giving us this. Right now at this very moment, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. One riwayat, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Another riwayat, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. They make the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Any group that sit in any of the homes, any of the houses of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala sends down angels. Sakina comes down, angels from such a gathering. Allah's rahmat comes upon such a gathering. Allah remembers this gathering in the gathering of the angels. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. Allah boasts to the angels. Imagine of Allah boasting to the angels that look at my banda. In fact, Allah knows everything. But to make those angels realize and appreciate what we are doing in this dunya, Allah questions the angels, in what condition did you leave my banda? When there is a change of shifts of the angels, the angels say, oh Allah, we left them making a dhikr. When you went down, ya Allah, they were making a dhikr. Have they seen me? No. If they see me, ya Allah, they make even more dhikr. What are they asking for? Ya Allah, they are asking for Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? No, they haven't seen Jannat. If they see Jannat, oh, they'll make even more dua. What are they seeking refuge from? Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No. Allah will say, if they see Jahannam, ya Allah, they'll make even more dua for protection from Jahannam. But you must believe that these angels are coming down. Sakina is coming down. My respected brothers and sisters, I do not want to prolong this few words that we have learned from our mashayikh. I'm just a student of this madrasa. It is Hazrat Muhammad Rahmatul Adamat Barakatul Hukam, that we are just sharing these few words and lessons that we have learned from our elders. May Allah subhanahu, and the fourth thing of the Tangi Ramadan has mentioned is suhbat of Ahlullah. Remain in the company of our mashayikh. When a person is remaining aloof, it is very easy for shaitan to pounce on him and attack him. But the moment he is together with other saatis, or other says, when shaitan sees 10, 12 topi wala, then shaitan won't attack at that time. Just by being in the company of a mashayikh, what do we talk? Do we talk dunya? It is only Allah. We have seen our Hazrat Damat Barakatum, even in their lightheartedness, then too they connect us with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In all conditions, it is only Allah. 24 hours every single day of their lives, our mashayikh Ahlullah, look at Raivin, Nizamuddin, every khanka of the world. What does it mean? Love of Allah, marifat of Allah. They're making tazkiyah, fikr, that we can rid our hearts and purge our hearts from all the filth that has accumulated. So this is the importance of zikrullah, having the sohbat of our mashayikh, and bring a'mal salihah in our lives, and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us and assist us to cleanse and purify our hearts. Allah ta'ala will then give us that nur, Allah will come into our hearts. Yes, we will make mistakes, we are human beings, for that we make tawbah istighfar. The moment we slip, immediately we make tawbah istighfar and come back online. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah, the last program for this session will be zikr. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this we will call Mawlana Ahmad Sidar Sahib. Wa barakatuh.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گن درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل خیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئی نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يا رهي يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا يا رهو مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہو ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہو ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائیں میرے نا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و نامسیہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آیدم تا بد جانا چنی می بایدم اللہ صلی جلالہ تعالی شانہ جس آسما ہمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے ایچے شیری نست نام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز ما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم ألنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وألنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا لا سيما لشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.